1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Your voice, your vote. I'm Sherry Preston, and now it's a two-person race.
I am filled with the gratitude for the outpouring of support we've received from all across our great country. But the time has now come to suspend my campaign.
Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley dropping out of the Republican presidential race, setting up a rematch of 2020.
In all likelihood, Donald Trump will be the Republican nominee when our party convention meets in July. I congratulate him and wish him well. I wish anyone well who would be America's president. Our country is too precious to let our differences divide us.
Haley, during her announcement in Charleston, however, did not endorse Donald Trump and said she said it's up to him to earn the support of Republicans who didn't vote for him. This just in, outgoing Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has just announced he is endorsing Donald Trump. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Now that Super Tuesday is over, the presidential candidates are shifting focus to Wisconsin in the general election. Vice President Kamala Harris is in Wisconsin today. Harris and Labor Secretary Julie Sue are in Madison talking about workers' rights, union jobs, and the economy. A new report finds people are almost as likely to find a good-paying job in rural areas as urban ones. Georgetown University's Martin Vanderwerf says it's a matter of training people for the right jobs.
There ought to be just closer ties between the labor force and educators so that we are actually educating people for the jobs that actually exist rather than jobs we wish would exist.
The Georgetown study finds rural Americans had a 50% chance at a good-paying job compared with 54% in urban areas. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Edgewood College is teaming up with the Wisconsin National Guard to help Guard members earn their state teaching licenses at a discounted rate. The online program launches this spring and will let Guard members and their spouses earn both a master's degree and teaching license for half the cost. Guard members will be able to choose from three specialties, including elementary, secondary, and special education. The program can be completed in just 1 year instead of the usual 2 years it takes to earn a license. If you're looking to take family portraits this spring, the Madison Public Library has you covered. They're offering free photography sessions for families throughout the next 2 months. You'll have to reserve a spot, and each session with a professional photographer takes about 10 minutes. The portraits are for personal use only, and you shouldn't bring props with you. The next family portrait event is Saturday, March 16th. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wiggehout, WMDX News.
This is Chuck Smith, owner of Current Electric, home of the superheroes. Have you noticed electrical problems in your home or business? Flickering lights, broken breakers, outlets that wiggle and jiggle? Current Electric knows the most important thing is protecting your family, and our heroes are experts at electrical repairs and upgrades. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, we answer the call. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. 262-786-5885. Keep your electricity alive.
It's senior night for Marquette. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The regular season winding down as number 8th-ranked Marquette hosts number 2-ranked UConn. In Milwaukee, the Golden Eagles played without their center, Osa Iguodaro, in their loss to Creighton. Head coach Shaka Smart.
He's feeling much better. Yeah, he had a really tough flu bug. You know, literally wasn't able to leave the hotel. But he's doing much better. He practiced yesterday.
NFL, the Packers did not use the franchise tag on any of their players. Talks continue with Aaron Jones and right guard John Runyon. Otherwise, several other players like A.J. Dillon, safety Darnell Savage, are headed for free agency. NBA, the Bucks have won 6 in a row now since the All-Star break.
You know, guys just talking, communicating, doing what the coach asked of us. We drill things and drill them and drill them, and it's been like muscle memory for us now to go out there and you can plug and play guys, and, you know, the thing, our system still looks the same no matter who's out there.
That's the Bucks' Bobby Portis with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Sunny this morning. We will see a few more clouds rolling in by later this afternoon, but still a nice day with a high right around 50 today. The wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 33. Tomorrow, we'll see a little sun, but overall mostly cloudy, 51, with rain likely tomorrow night and Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Darcy Haber, I hear you have solar panels on your office building. Since when are real estate brokers so concerned about the environment?
Drew, you should know that at Solidarity Realty, we provide outstanding real estate service while adhering to our core progressive values. Environmental sustainability is a big part of that.
So you really walk your talk, huh?
Yeah, I even walk to work.
Come on, always?
Well, sometimes I bike, and if I have an appointment across town, I use my solar panels to charge my plug-in.
Solidarity Realty, they're real, they're solid, and they're honest. Check them out at Solidarity.com.
Broadcasting from the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
From the perspective of America's presence around the world and what people have come to count on and our leadership in the world, this is that key moment. And so actually voting on and passing the aid, which I think eventually they will do, is crucial for sending the right signal around the world. Again, we're seeing from Vladimir Putin that dictators are on the march. It's not just what he's doing, it's the company he keeps. Remember where he's getting his weapons from, Iran, North Korea. He's getting his economic support from China. He's getting support from Venezuela and Nicaragua. Hardly the characteristics of a bilateral small squabble. This is essential for American leadership in the world, and this is essential for pushing back on dictatorship, which seems emboldened by our inaction.
Thank you. Former Representative Mark Green, a Republican. Right. It's almost, as Jody Hamilton sang yesterday, the end of the world.
Yeah.
Jody has a lovely voice. That's the important thing. And also, let me just finish my happy clappy Jen Rubin's column, which is exactly what I've been saying. That it could happen! Donald Trump, she's saying that he thinks that it could be the worst possible timing. You know, it could backfire on him because of the delay. It could end up being right before the election. She said with a May ruling on immunity, Judge Tanya Chutkan could stick to her schedule, i.e. each day lost since the December stay gets added back to the schedule, and the trial could start on August 2nd. It could mean that Trump spends his last few months of the campaign sitting in a courtroom that won't be televised and may even be subject to a gag order. During the fall, daily testimony concerning his 2021 coup attempt would be front and center. Citing legal experts, she said if the trial starts August 2nd, lasts 8 weeks, it would be submitted to the jury on September 27th. If the trial lasts 12 weeks, it would be submitted to the jury October 25th. That schedule is Trump's worst nightmare, yeah. She said. She recalled the 2016 election. Remember James Comey?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
What's that? What was that, 11 days?
11
and that
days,
was nothing.
Yeah.
That was nothing. Right. She was guilty of nothing. Sorry. Here, an October guilty verdict, even if appealed, would be curtains for the MAGA crowd. Thank you, Jen.
It can happen!
Thank you, Judy. Thank you. I believe Judy Tenuta might make it happen.
That's I think so.
I think she can.
Yeah.
Okay. Speaking of magical comedy people...
That's good coffee.
I take it black, like my man.
Coffee with Carlos sells Rocky.
I'll have a Zimbabwe latte.
I'll have a Kenya cappuccino.
Jim never has a second cup of coffee at home.
Mountain-grown coffee.
Carlos sells Rocky.
I was going to make espresso.
Handpicked by Juan Valdez.
Coffee with Carlos.
Good to the last drop.
Mm-mm.
Hola, Carlos.
Hola. I'm just really fired up to, before I go off to...
The Galapagos.
Browner lettuce pastures.
Galapagos.
Even though he attacked my wife and attacked me personally, I just wanted to let you know my final act of cowardice before I slowly wither out from my shell just to endorse Donald Trump. Bye, bye, bye.
Thank you, Mr. Trump. Thank you, Mr. Trump.
How does his wife stay married to that?
Leave. What are you doing?
I loved your tweet. Dying Turtle endorses his former abusive handler to be head zookeeper.
These marks on my back.
He's like
were
the one
earned.
That kept poking the turtle with a stick, right? That's Turtle.
Ow. Ow. I love you. Ow. I still love you. Ow. I love you more than my wife. Ow. What a...
Okay, can I just save all your characters?
You take your kids, put them in front of the television, show them the pictures of people not to be. The governor, Republican governor-elect, or a candidate for the Republican Party. Don't be that guy. Don't be Trump. Don't be McConnell. Don't be Republican.
Yeah.
It's so easy.
Can we just cover for a moment, speaking of all the magical characters you play, that my insomnia this week brought me, I don't even know, was it Hallmark? It's a movie called Christmas Classic.
But no, it was not Hallmark. It was a movie called... The Christmas Classic.
In which you play local sports reporter Dick Mountain. And you actually yep. did utter the phrase, there's some big Dick Mountain energy out here today on the slopes.
That's right. BDME, folks. Big Dick Mountain energy out there all day long.
I was like, I texted him, like, how did you get away with that in a Hallmarky Christmas movie?
The writers wrote it, and I portrayed it lovingly and gladly.
The suits didn't get it.
By the way, isn't there something else available that Carlos is in where they keep using the word Balzac?
Balzac. Yeah, Balzac. That's Rocco's Balzac. Modern Life.
Rocco's Modern Life. Let's go to Balzac. Watch out for the scorpions.
So the people that make family entertainment are the most immature people in
yes.
the world.
Oh, yeah. We're trying to get our liberal agenda.
Uh-huh.
We were woke before people were awake. Chokey chicken. Come on.
Can you do your Big Dick Mountain voice?
Hey, it's Big Dick Mountain energy here. 6 inches of snow going to be falling. Steph, I bet you'd like 6 inches back in the old days. Not anymore.
Okay. Hiya. Happy post-Super Tuesday. You retweeted Biden's wins. Republicans are losing their minds because Donald Trump is slurring his words and mispronouncing countries' names. Retweet to spread the word about Trump's cognitive decline.
Saudi Arabia. Oh!
Yeah, that was fantastic. We do think it was an orgasm. We think he, just when he says yeah. Russia, he's thinking about what they're going to do in the election.
Saudi Arabia, I love Putin. No, Putin. I gave him a soccer ball.
Do we
have almost
that?
Touched hands when I was handing the soccer ball. His fingers brushed up against him. Yo!
I think he made that sound in Helsinki. Do we have that sound right? Trump talking about, what was it? Saudi Arabia
in
and
Russia.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, here we go.
Heard that Saudi Arabia and Russia will repeat to...
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. You know what that reminds me of? You remember every time when you would come in the studio at KBC when we were recording bits and you would dry hump my leg and go, sorry. Remember?
Sorry.
That's exactly what that sounded like.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm sleepy.
Oh, God. That's probably a replay of Trump with Stormy. Don't tell my wife. She just had a... Oh.
Okay. By the by, you retweeted Ian Bremmer saying something I've been saying. The courage required to show up for Navalny's funeral is worth our appreciation. Also, it's worth our courage,
yeah.
right, in keeping our democracy. Is those people risk death to go, pay respects to Navalny, right?
Yeah.
There were no uncommitted not showing up to Navalny's funeral, right?
Yeah.
You just got to show up. You just got to learn that you're not going to get what you want, but you have to... Yeah, like the rest of the Republicans, at least Crenshaw is starting to bend a little bit on some of the things. Right. And let's see how long Nikki Haley can hold out, you know? Hopefully she doesn't endorse him. And hopefully she can become like Liz Cheney and Kinzinger and Mitt Romney. Grow a pair, Republicans. Don't be a J.D. Vance.
I know.
Who wrote this great movie about overcoming his mom's drug addiction to become somebody, only to just be worse than he started out.
He compared Trump to Hitler back when he was telling the truth.
When he was right.
How do you get from there to, I'd like to be his vice president?
Get in line, boy.
Is the Goebbels slot open? I mean, it's just...
J.D. is a parent. He's got kids. His kids are going to find out one day, like, Dad, what did you do?
Yeah.
Shut up.
You had some thoughts on the Supreme Court. You said when you're a fake Christian wannabe dictator, you can just walk up to the Supreme Court and grab them by the pussy, and they let you get away with it because they're Christian nationalists bent on power.
Yep, absolutely.
Yes.
They're just, all they want is power. They've always wanted power. You know, it's, you can use religion to control a great mass of people, and we're back to that again, right? Mm-hmm.
I think you are overlooking that everything's going to be fine because Lara Trump is in charge now. Mrs. Eric.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Eric.
Hi, this is Eric.
I can assure you there will be no funny business. Anyone who is not on board with seeing Donald Trump as the 47th president and America loving patriots all the way down the ticket being supported by the RNC is welcome to leave, because we are not playing games and we have no time to waste. So we have to ensure that every single penny of every dollar donated goes to the causes people care about. That's part of the reason that I think I'm such a great fit for this. There's no one more loyal to Donald Trump and the Make America Great Again movement than this person you're looking at right here, than me.
There's no one more loyal to the grift. Yep. Make sure it continues.
Even Melania, does it affect how much money I get? You can sleep with him then.
Shouldn't she be more loyal to the Constitution rather than one
think,
man?
You think?
Yeah. Why do no, I picture? We should bring back our Kenneth Starr. If you do not donate to the MAGA movement, we don't need you. Every single dollar must go to Reichenstrunkenheitsstrunkenheitsinkamp.
Where's the Dogs on Chains that we always play?
Be loyal to the master.
Why do I picture dinner at the Eric Trump's just like a bunch of those little clacky comedy teeth just around a table?
And a monkey with a cymbal. Yeah,
that's Eric. Yeah.
That is him.
Anita and Sanit.
The Trumps are such a creepy Saltburn family.
They are! Oh, my God!
Eric and Don Jr.
I haven't even watched that. I haven't even seen it, but I just know.
Don Jr.'s bathtub?
Oh, no.
I never got your love. That was meant for Stormy!
Dick Mountain, I am very...
disappointed!
Anita in San Antonio, you're on with Carlos.
Good morning. Good hello. Morning, Carlos.
Yes, hello.
Yeah, I think that mentioning Russia made Trump have an orgasm.
Yeah.
That's what I think happened there. Did you see that interview on Fox with Donald Trump and they asked him about the Israeli-Gaza conflict?
Yes.
And he said he thinks Israel should finish the problem off.
Yes, a final solution. So, isn't that something?
Yeah. Hear that, uncommitted?
Yeah, exactly. Do we have that 12? This is with Kill
Me. Do you think the president's in the process of abandoning Israel?
I do believe that, but I don't think he knows
hang on. I meant 10. Sorry. My bad.
Are you on board with the way the IDF is taking the fight to in Gaza?
You've got to finish the problem. You had a horrible invasion. It took place. It would have never happened if I was president, by the way. As you know, Iran was broke, Brian. They were broke. They had no money for Hamas, for Hezbollah.
God.
They were broke. This would have never happened. And for another reason, they wouldn't have done it to me. I guarantee you that.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Are you kidding? He would have Netanyahu made Gaza a parking lot by now. He let him move the embassy with no conditions. He would let him build settlements wherever he wants. Pardon me, Carlos. Go ahead.
It would have been a beautiful 36-hole golf resort in my name right there in Gaza, right along... Just better than Pebble Beach. A lot of people said it would have been better than Pebble Beach. Would have been a great golf course. I love it. The people that say that Biden's a warmonger.
Oh.
Here's a guy. What he's saying is...
Let him finish the problem.
Would do that because I would bomb the hell out of him with nuclear weapons. But Trump's not a warmonger.
Yeah.
He just threatens nuclear war.
Talk about him quoting Hitler. How close is that to the final solution? Mm-hmm. Let him finish the problem?
Yep.
Meaning the entire Palestinian population? Oh, my God. I can't.
This never would have happened if I was in charge.
Yeah, get the dogs ready again. I'm sorry.
What? They, my marching orders are given. If you go against me, I will annihilate you.
Okay, 12. Here we go with Kilmeade.
Do you think the president's in the process of abandoning Israel?
I do believe that, but I don't think he knows where he is, frankly. I think you could ask him a question right now, ask him the same question. I don't think he knows what to say about many subjects, actually. It's really the people that surround him. It's the fascists and the communists that surround him. They're making the calls. They're calling the shots. He's not calling the shots.
Yeah. I don't think Biden understands, Carlos, that Russia and China, for instance, he doesn't understand.
Putin zeros.
Okay.
God, yeah, he wants that.
And almost every soundbite you've gotten for the last week.
Right.
I don't think he understands.
Bing, bong.
Oh, do we have that one?
It's from yesterday.
Biden certainly doesn't understand it. Beep, 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 bing. Is that the one from yesterday? What was he talking about?
Yes. Oh, my God.
Carlos, I asked Bob Seskal, I'll ask you, do you think that the fact that Trump has no idea what he's in any given day will have any effect on the election?
No, they don't care.
Yeah.
They don't care.
Okay.
They could weaken Bernie's Trump into a MAGA rally and they'd still show up for him.
Where's the, wait, where's the, which one? Well, hang on. We just got to play because there's a bunch of deedly deedlies that
yes.
we saved for Carlos.
18?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Right. You switch from Trump to Nikki Haley.
The man is a lunatic. And I think he's terrible for the country.
What are you thinking about when you say that?
Just that he lies, he cheats, he's bankrupted millions of businesses and people, and I don't see anything good about him.
Let me ask, if Donald Trump is the nominee in November, do you support Joe Biden over Donald Trump?
No.
What do you do?
I don't know.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. Hang on, but at least she's not balls guy. Hold,
what do you think of Nikki Haley? Did you ever consider her?
You know, what I got to say, you don't really want to put it on.
Let me hear it.
The woman's not going to be a good president. She don't have no balls to scratch. She's just going to scratch her head. All a woman's good for in my book is having babies and taking care of the house. And that's the old thing, you know. But I'm old
He's
school.
Lovely.
Hi, man. Woman ain't got no balls act for a scorpion to sting. Ain't got no business mouth. Oh, God.
Okay.
I just feel sorry for any women within the radius of those kind of guys. Just got get out. Get in the van. Run.
Run. Get in the Corolla. Get in the Corolla. We'll all go. Yeah. 21 minutes.
Oh, and then that big, sweaty governor.
We'll get to that 21 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile. The progressive phone company. Jody Hamilton's been with them for 15 years.
Yep.
Chris and I just found out I'm telling you, the OG sexy liberals, they have been giving, hang on, hold please, carry the forward about it, $95 million. They've given millions
That's
of
a
dollars
lot.
To Friends of the Earth, Planned Parenthood, Americans for Tax Fairness, Transgender Law Center, you name it. Join Credo Mobile. You'll get that great feeling that comes with knowing you are making a difference every day just by using your phone. You get coverage on the nation's largest, most reliable network, low rates, complete selection of new devices, including the latest models from the top brands. Switching to Credo Mobile, so easy. Bring your current phone, current number, CredoMobile.com. Guess what happens then?
What?
For a limited time, you get $250 off any smartphone when you use the code STEPH. CredoMobile.com, $250 off just by using the code STEPH.
Wow, yes, yes, I love it.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Okay, who wants better sex? Got your attention, didn't I? Who wants to start having better sex immediately? Best way to get started is go to adamandeve.com right now. They're offering 50% off on just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. And Adam and Eve wants to make your life easy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on the entire order. Don't wait. Better sex is just a click away. That's 50% off one item, free shipping with free rush processing. Bring more pleasure and satisfaction into your bedroom. Just go to adamandeve.com, select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything else you desire. Just enter the offer code Miller at checkout. The code is Miller at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this show. Be sure to use this code Miller. Get your discount, 100% free shipping. Get it fast with rush processing. That's right. I said start having better sex now. Adamandeve.com. Don't forget, that code is Miller. 50% off on just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. Well, you've been hearing me rave about Cozy Earth for a couple years now and how incredibly soft and luxurious their sheets are. Well, I am not alone. They literally have thousands of customers who have left 5-star reviews on their website, like this one from Haley. Honestly, the best sheets we've ever had. Absolutely a dream to slip into each night. Everyone deserves to splurge on these sheets. You will have no regrets. Couldn't agree more. Cozy Earth sheets available now in 15 awesome colors are made from viscose. dose from bamboo, making them temperature regulating so you will sleep cool and comfy year-round. Cozy Earth even offers a 100-night sleep trial. Sleep on it, wash it, try it out. If you're not completely in love, just send it back within 100 days for a full refund. Experience life-changing luxury with the world's softest sheets. Go to CozyEarth.com. Enter my promo code Miller at checkout to save up to 35% on Cozy Earth bedding, pajamas, bath towels, loungewear, and more. I love my Cozy Earth jammies and my Cozy Earth sheets. You will too. That is CozyEarth.com. The promo code is Miller. Type in Miller for 35% off CozyEarth.com.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent, running high-profile projects in Madison that change the city's skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 608-240-0314 and press 0 to apply. That's 608-240-0314 and press 0.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show.
What are you dumpster diving for?
Just wait there. Uh-oh.
He's ready.
I just offered Chris a chance to off or something he asked me during the break, and he declined the opportunity.
I said no.
Yes, you did. I witnessed it.
Chris, yes. Who said of Black Panther, the movie, it is absolutely amazing to me that people can get so excited about a fictional hero, quote-unquote, created by an agnostic Jew to put on film by satanic Marxist?
Wow.
How can this trash that was only created to pull the shekels out of your Schwarzer pockets invoke any pride?
Wow.
Commander
Bat Albert.
No. The next governor of North Carolina, possibly.
No. No.
Holocaust denier. What's his name? I'm sorry.
Johnson.
Mark Robinson.
Robinson.
Mark,
yes.
Robinson. Ooh.
He just won.
I got me a podium. And I know you don't like my words, but gay people are filth. I want you to bring that filth to me, all hot and sweaty, after a workout, to join me.
He didn't
and
say
I'll
that.
And I'll tell them what's on my mind.
He was
mind.
Thinking that part, but he didn't say that part.
He meant it.
He is
Holocaust denier. That's the guy that always ends up in a hotel room with a young boy. We know the type.
Just to review, Carlos, he does not believe in the Holocaust happened, but he does believe that lizard people exist.
Yes.
Also, he has called black people apes and monkeys. Mm-hmm. And he said of Barack Obama, he entered the White House with a fake birth certificate. So he is a birther, lizard, believer, Holocaust denier.
Yep.
Who will be running against the first Jewish candidate for governor,
uh-huh,
who was just elected in the primary yesterday in North Carolina. Best of luck to you, North Carolina.
In a state that has a football team called the North Carolina Panthers, the man does not believe in Black Panthers.
Yes.
More coffee with Carlos. Stephanie Miller Show.
CDC estimates that 1 in 6 Americans gets food poisoning each year. Some germs, like listeria, can be deadly for certain people. It targets older adults, people with weakened immune systems, and pregnant women and their newborns. People with listeria infection usually require hospital care, and about 1 in 5 who are infected die or miscarry. Know your risk of listeria food poisoning. If you're 65 or older, have a weakened immune system, or are pregnant, you must be especially careful when selecting, preparing, and storing foods. Heat hot dogs and deli meats until steaming hot. Do not consume raw, unpasteurized milk or soft cheeses made from it. And be aware that soft cheeses made from pasteurized milk have also been associated with listeria infections and outbreaks. Learn more about how to prevent listeria food poisoning at cdc.gov/vital signs.
Ew, it stinks in here.
Passing gas. Is there a right time and a wrong time to do it?
Come on, huh? I'm trying to eat.
When indoors in the company of others, passing gas is not only taboo, it can be deadly.
I'm gagging.
Passing gas releases a plume of toxic vapors like ammonia and hydrogen cyanide.
Oh, you're killing us over here.
Every year, hundreds of infants exposed to passed gas die.
What? I cracked a window?
And just opening a window isn't enough. These deadly fumes can linger in the room for hours after odors have dissipated.
Daddy, you promised you'd smoke outside.
You're right, Pumpkin. Excuse me.
If you smoke, take it outside. Don't pass gas. A message from the American Legacy Foundation and the Ad Council. Get the facts at don'tpassgas.org.
All right. Can everybody take their seats and settle down, please? Hey, come on, guys. We got a lot of work to get through today, okay? Now, let's start with some word problems. Okay, let's see. This question is for Jacob. Jacob, let's say you work 25 hours a week after school at the deli, earning $8 an hour. Sally works 30 hours a week at the movie theater, earning Y dollars an hour. And Sean works 40 hours a week at the auto shop, earning X dollars an hour. Then how are you going to drive your mother to her dialysis treatments every day and still find time to finish your science project this week?
Some students are tackling more than just their schoolwork, which is why more than 30% of them aren't graduating. But you can give them the boost they need to make it through by visiting boostup.org.
All right, listen up, class. This next question is for Susan. If you pick 27 apples and you give away 30%, how many apples will you...
Visit boostup.org today. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
So I wanted to talk with you and your mom today, Lily, because some people at school have noticed changes going on with you, and we're concerned.
Like what? Who?
Some of your friends, teachers. It sounds like you've lost interest in a lot of things lately. You're hanging with new friends?
So?
So, individually, maybe those things are no big deal. But taken together, and then the incident the other day, you were with Derek when he was caught selling marijuana.
Yeah, he was selling it.
Honey, we know. But we care about you and want to know what's going on.
That's right. We just want to understand better and see how we might help. And if weed is a part of it, we just want to make sure you understand the negative consequences for someone your age. The physical and mental health effects, poor decision-making, and the confusing legal aspects these days. So what do you say? Can we talk?
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
My recent trip, 1,300 miles all around the country, including to areas that Russians once occupied,
And the Russians move, or the Ukrainians move immediately whenever there's an attack to repair and rebuild. And they found ways to keep children's lives as normal as possible. So their character is not in doubt.
Dr. Redliner will tell us more about that tomorrow. Yeah, Representative, former Representative Green.
What I think's missing back here is understanding the nature of this conflict. I think we too often characterize this as a bilateral, almost family squabble across the border between Ukraine and Russia, and it's far from that. Everybody's watching. Ukrainians are watching to see whether or not the U.S. will stand with them. The region's watching. I was in Moldova. They're worried about the disinformation tools they're seeing coming this way and Putin's efforts to target civilian infrastructure and to displace people, to cause burdens and pain and costs in the region.
You know, Carlos, of all the that we have to be careful of in 2024, you know, that you talk about all the time. We just talked to Malcolm Nance this morning about Saudi Arabia and Russia. I mean, they're already on record as saying they're going to interfere. They're going to, you know, gas prices are already rising. And yep. My fear is that, you know, there is a portion of us that are dumb enough to go, oh, gas is too much. I'm going to vote for Trump. You know, I mean, it's.
And both the wars, both the invasion and Netanyahu's response to what happened, Putin's invasion of Ukraine. These things would have never happened if I were president. But once I wasn't president, Putin and Netanyahu promised me that they would happen to put pressure on Joe Biden to make people gullible enough to think that they wouldn't happen under me, if that makes sense.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was that your little orgasm? Carlos, I think we should point out that Trump's policy on pretty much any subject is...
Ding, boom, this is me. I hear. Bing.
Okay. It's like people want to believe so badly that there's a hero out there. And it's funny how, like, they would call us the cult of Biden, though we're the opposite. We don't think that he's this magnificent, majestic person that can pull us out. We think he's a person that's dealing rational with the problems of the world as best as he can with a great, smart administration. We don't think that he alone is the savior. Right. He never comes out and says, this wouldn't have happened, wouldn't have happened.
Yeah,
there's such a stark difference between both people.
Yeah. I mean, I admit to my bubble, Carlos, a little bit, but at least our facts are actually true. I mean, they just believe whatever the biggest liar that has ever walked amongst us says, like that he won the election by, we were talking about yesterday, MSNBC stopped broadcasting his Trump speech yesterday so he could be fact checked. And I was saying they have to do it on Fox News because of lawsuits. CNN does it. I mean, I just saw CNN. I mean, almost nothing he says is true. Stephanie Rule said, why don't we fact check the hell out of him? Rachel Maddow said, it doesn't fix the fact that we broadcast it. Rule said, let's just go through it. We have had the best economic recovery of any country in the developed world. We're producing more oil today than we ever had in the history of our country. Mm-hmm. Think about the American Rescue Plan, the infrastructure plan. We've created more jobs, 3.2 million more jobs than we had pre-pandemic. And one of the reasons wages are up is all the union wins in the last 2 years. And remember, President Biden stood with those unions, the most pro-union president in American history for numbers. That was just a fact check of, I don't know, three things Trump said in a row that were completely untrue. You know, go ahead.
That's precisely what he does. Yeah, it is, on the other hand, I wish that, I think Biden needs to be more active in touting his accomplishments publicly.
And well, I think he's going to do that tomorrow night.
Whatever time and energy he has to doing that will help, because optics in this new world has changed. And so if he can get out there and say, I've done this, I've done that.
He's going to do that tomorrow night in the State of the Union.
But go to the places where they are, you know. Show up at the places where the CHIPS Act has helped and the manufacturing. And then show up at the places where insulin has been capped at $35 and show.
Yeah, because Republicans are shameless. They show up at the ribbon cuttings for stuff they voted against.
As opposed to the other guy. Yeah. Listen, if I would have been born 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ would have never been crucified. I would have said, hey, Pontius Pilate, that's a great guy there. He made me a great set of woods for my golf club set. He's a carpenter. He's fantastic. You shouldn't do it. And they would have never crucified Jesus. And I would have helped him get... If they did, I would have been the guy pushing the rock. I pushed the rock for Jesus to come out again.
Seth, Homo of Hope, you are on with Carlos Alzraki.
Hello, homos plus two. It's Super Wednesday, and thanks for asking. And Steph, I think you look cute in that hat.
Thank you.
I think It was such a wonderful night last night.
Yes.
And but I do have a Nikki Haley prediction. I watched her speech, and I think she opened the door to endorse Trump.
That's what it sounded like. Mm-hmm. It sounded like she was like, I urge him to reach out to my supporters. And so she's going to find some excuse to say, oh, he did that. And so now I'm...
Well, exactly. The Susan Collins clock is ticking, Stephanie. It's going to be... Oh, I think he's learned his lesson.
Oh, my God.
And that clock.
She's going to Susan Collins us. And,
yeah, she's going to Susan Collins us all.
If I was thinking of a Fugle saying tweet, this would... Nikki Haley is the Susan Collins of Nikki Haley's.
John in Atlanta.
Copying John Fugelsang's thought patterns right there.
John in Atlanta on the very same subject. You're on with Carlos. Hi, John.
Hey, Steph and crew and Carlos.
Yes.
First of all, Carlos, that was a spot on Trump impression when you were talking about the golf club in the Gaza Strip.
Yes.
I actually was not in front of my computer, so I didn't see you say it, but I thought it was an actual Trump clip.
Oh, so, thank you.
Second, I think Trump will have no other choice but to make Nikki Haley his vice presidential pick.
I don't think he'll do that. He has his egos too.
No,
I think he has to. I think he has to. He sees now that she's demonstrated that he has less support in the Republican Party, and he's got to try and reunify the party enough to get elected.
Yeah.
And I think he's going to have to consider her as his vice president.
John, you know, it's like to stay out of jail, you may be right. He may do anything, even out of character. By the way, the more important thing is we're coming to Atlanta for the first time ever, Sexy Liberal. Will we see you there?
I will be there.
All right.
The Tabernacle.
Yay.
Yes.
Yay. Very excited. How about this, by the way? Give me 13. He contradicts even things his own lawyer said the day before. You know, that he doesn't have the money to pay these judgments. Yeah.
You have to come up with something like $400 million. How close are you to securing the bond, or what do you need for that?
I have a lot of money. I could do what I want to do, but this was a horrible, illegal decision. This was a decision made up by a crooked judge, 100% crooked clubhouse judge, a disgrace with a equally crooked attorney general who campaigned on I will get Trump. And we're appealing that decision, and we'll see how we do. But I'll tell you what, people are leaving New York. Businesses are fleeing New York because of that decision. They used a statute to go after me that was never used before.
So you're not
never
worried?
Never used before.
You're not worried about the money?
I don't worry about anything. I don't worry about the money. I don't worry about money.
Yeah, his lawyer just said he doesn't have the money. Day before, but okay. I mean, Carlos, you do it as a bit, but it is kind of hilarious that it is true. He will likely, you say it as a joke, he will say that Jesus wouldn't have been crucified if he were there. Because that's what he just, nothing bad would ever have happened. If I were in charge, nothing would have happened. I mean, it's so absurd at this point, right?
Oh, the Jews, they would have had beautiful padded first class seats on those trains. They would have gone to those camps. They would have been treated, would have been like sandals. That would have been a great resort.
Okay. I've led you down a dark path, and I apologize. Marine Atlanta.
No, it's true, though, Stephanie. I would have saved the world. There would have been never been pollution. We would have been in space cars like the Jetsons.
I would have held the Earth up.
No traffic.
I would have held the Earth up longer than Superman did.
I would have pushed that rock up the hill. What's that guy's name? The Greek guy could push the rock up the hill. I would have pushed it up.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Marine Atlanta. I'm sorry. Was I not done with you?
You were not.
No, you weren't. You said you'd hold her through the break.
Yeah, way to go. She's been holding.
You're a mean, mean woman.
Grandma Cyrus.
That was at the bottom of last hour.
I know, but I already read the thing, right, Marie, about how Jen Rubin was saying that this could go to trial before the election. What do you think?
Yeah.
What do you think about that? Shut up, Chris.
In the words of our beloved Judy Knuder, it could happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know it's a long shot, but, you know, Chuck Rosenberg said that, too, that I do think the Supreme Court could rule in time for Chutkin, and Chutkin would say, he's already had all this time, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Put him in.
Exactly.
Make him sweat.
Well, and the better part is, it would be after the RNC. So whatever decisions they make at the RNC, they're stuck with.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like they can switch their party nominee after that.
I know. I do have to say, I have some levels of schadenfreude, Carlos, about what could happen.
Oh, I just want
Once
to see him collapse.
Already nominated
court.
Him.
I'm sorry.
He gets convicted in like October. And then it's too late. Oh, God. I just. Okay. Wow, wow, wow. All right, Carlos, who said we are called to be led by men? God sent women out when they had to do their thing. But it was when it was time to face down Goliath, he sent David, not Davida. Oh, God.
Edith Bunker.
No, that lunatic. What's his name? Governor candidate in North Carolina, Mark Robinson. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's an assaulter. You could just tell.
Who said that?
Allegedly.
Who said that?
Many people have said. Many people have said. I'm not saying it, but many people have said it.
Who said, I don't care if you're 24 hours pregnant. I don't care if you're 24 weeks pregnant. I don't care. If you kill that youngin', it's murder.
Dr. Phil.
No. That's a good guess, though. No, that'd be the same guy, Mark Robinson. Oh, who, by the way, admits that he has paid for an abortion in the past. Okay. But that's
He's
not important
horrible
now.
Horrible guy. What? How does the Republican Party keep reproducing people whose parents hated them?
I was saying, I stole your old bit that he literally is something that's been created on the island of Dr. Moreau that has sprung out of this Trump era of monstrosities, right? That just,
Yeah.
Okay. He is. He's well, like, what's his name?
He's the Republican Party of a Trump sneaker. This will make black people vote for us.
Okay, who am I thinking of? The crazy Alex Jones. He's like, he believes in lizard people. He's some creature from the Orange Lagoon.
Uh-huh.
Okay, who said of Michelle Obama, I'll be glad when he takes his boyfriend and leaves the White House? Huh?
Olive oil.
Yeah, same guy. He was calling Michelle Obama a man, because that's
what they
Isn't this guy... Is he a preacher or something? Is
yes, I believe so.
Of course he's a man of God.
He's full of God's love, you see.
Oh my God. He said of the...
Just a crappy baseball manager.
Of the Parkland students, spoiled, angry, know-it-all children are trying to tell law-abiding adults that we must give up our constitutional right to own certain weapons. David Hogg, the rest of these silly little immature media prostitutes need to grab a passy, have a seat, time out, and shut up. Okay, LGBTQ. There's no reason for anybody anywhere in America should be telling any child about transgender and homosexuality or any of that filth. We have pushed homosexuality over the top. Mark my words, pedophilia is next, which will be closely followed by the end of civilization as we know it.
They're mutually exclusive, fool.
Hmm. White privilege is a foolish concept perpetrated by the left, and the Confederate flag is good. Okay, that's that guy. I look forward to more of his thoughts on the lizard people.
Hmm. The Confederate flag was used to kill some of his ancestors.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay, your point is what? Okay, let's go to Matt real quick.
Uncle Tom's Uncle Tom.
Yeah. Oh, what the Christ. Okay. Carlos, could you do a lot check, please?
Oh, if you want a lot check, I'll do a lot check. What the Christ?
Matt in Minneapolis. Hello, Matt.
Hey.
Hey, go ahead.
I'm a big fan of Malcolm Nance. I'm originally from Philadelphia, so like I got a lot of love for Malcolm.
Yeah.
He was speaking the truth about, you know, voting, you know, people that are non-committed in voting. They're just sending the signal to all the Russian propagandists to keep putting out a lot of nonsense. And the one thing to be clear is that Netanyahu is his own leader. Biden is not. He's not controlling Israel. He has no control over Israel to do military maneuvers.
Yeah.
And so people that are blaming Biden for this have just got their head screwed on wrong with this.
Yeah. Carlos, thank you, Matt. I'm sorry, we're running a little late. I was saying, I think this hit the zenith with, I don't know if you saw the far-left pro-Palestinian protesters chasing AOC, screaming at her, trying to film her on a iPhone, saying, you don't say genocide enough. And she's like, I have said it. And they're chasing her into a movie theater. It's hard to be more left-wing, more pro-Palestinian than you know, AOC. Yep. And it's like, what are we doing here? Huh?
Yeah, you can never have enough. And again, it's an entitlement that people have that think that they need to get everything they want immediately or they're going to protest. And it's not a response, it's a reaction based on something that's very emotional.
She made a good point.
You have to think.
She was pissed.
Not thinking.
She was pissed because they were obviously in her personal, you know, space. But she also just said, "You're not helping these people. This is hurting the Palestinian cause."
Take that attack over to a Trump rally.
Thank you.
The guy that moved.
Thank you.
The
talk to Muslim ban guy
from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. The guy that just watched illegal settlement after illegal settlement be built and did nothing.
Yeah.
Why don't you take that protest there? In a game of chess, you're doing exactly what Putin and Trump want you to do in that chess game. You're losing.
He's the worst deal maker ever. You don't move the embassy until you get someone to stop building settlements or something.
Nope.
You know, like
I got to give him what he wants because he told me that this is going to happen and he'll help me get elected in 2024. Oh.
Ew. 49 minutes. I've encouraged him. It's my fault. 49 minutes.
Clean up on aisle Carlos.
Even far away, Doc. Oh. Oh, far away, dog. Stop hopping that couch.
Now it's 50 minutes after the hour. Are you happy? This portion of the show, what you make me do. Brought to you by Faraway Dog, who cannot get close quick enough to Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. See what I did there?
Okay, yes.
Faraway Dog becomes close-up dog like almost instantly when you say, "Hello, it's Dr. Marty's food." That's how I say it. Yeah. Exactly. Dr. Marty's freeze-dried raw dog food that is full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What is not to love? But doggies Bonnie and Clyde are so much happier, healthier. Ingredients in Nature's Blend are so wholesome. No artificial preservatives, dry to the touch. There's no mess, shelf-stable. I don't need to keep it in the fridge or the freezer. It is raw, freeze-dried, so the flavor is amazing. And I know because I get Mr. and Mrs. Kisses.
Yeah.
Right after they eat their Nature's Blend. And it's smells delicious. Okay, right now my listeners can get up to 54% off your first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. What's that, cat lady? Yes, Nature's Feast for the kitties. YouTube boxcar, YouTube popcorn.
Shoe face.
Nature's
popcorn.
Feast.
Popcorn.
Message and data rates may apply.
Stephanie Miller, the high priestess of excellent liberal talk radio.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, you've been hearing me rave about Cozy Earth for a couple years now and how incredibly soft and luxurious their sheets are. Well, I am not alone. They literally have thousands of customers who have left five-star reviews on their website, like this one from Haley. Honestly, the best sheets we've ever had. Absolutely a dream to slip into each night. Everyone deserves to splurge on these sheets. You will have no regrets. Couldn't agree more. Cozy Earth sheets available now in 15 awesome colors are made from viscose from bamboo, making them temperature regulating so you will sleep cool and comfy year-round. Cozy Earth even offers a 100-night sleep trial. Sleep on it, wash it, try it out. If you're not completely in love, just send it back within 100 days for a full refund. Experience life-changing luxury with the world's softest sheets. Go to CozyEarth.com. Enter my promo code Miller at checkout to save up to 35% on Cozy Earth bedding, pajamas, bath towels, loungewear, and more. I love my Cozy Earth jammies and my Cozy Earth sheets. You will too. That is CozyEarth.com. The promo code is Miller. Type in Miller for 35% off CozyEarth.com.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Broadcasting from Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. More veterans might someday qualify for free tuition at Wisconsin State universities. Vets have to live in Wisconsin for 5 years to qualify for tuition reimbursement. A bill getting a hearing today would cut that time to 3 years. Veterans and their families can qualify for up to 8 free semesters at state universities or technical colleges. Nursing teachers are warning about a for-profit college trying to open campuses in Milwaukee and Madison. Barbara Nichols is with the Wisconsin Center for Nursing. She says the Arizona College of Nursing may be trying to take advantage of a shortage of nursing instructors in Wisconsin.
You can make more money working as a nurse practitioner with your master's or doctorate than teaching.
Former students in other states are suing the school, accusing it of predatory practices. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Employees of the Middleton Cross Plains School District have new healthcare options with the new on-campus clinic. The new clinic at West Middleton Elementary School opened on Monday and serves school employees and families on the district's insurance plan. It's being run with the help of SSM Health at Work and offers everything from long-term care to acute needs and offers same-day appointments. District officials say that many employees are already taking advantage of the new service. The Dane County Regional Airport is looking for security officers and is holding a hiring event this Friday for anyone interested in the job. The event is this Friday at the Doubletree by Hilton, Madison East. Interested applicants can learn more about both full and part-time positions at the airport and can even complete some steps of the hiring process. You should register in advance, and you'll need to bring 2 forms of valid federal or state government ID with you to the event. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wuggehout, WMDX News.
This St. Paddy's Day, if you want a pot of gold, list your home with the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber.
Excuse me, kind sir, but it's not Paddy's, it's Patty's, as in Patrick.
When selling or buying with Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you'll get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. We like to say that movetomadison.com is kind of like a pot of gold.
Ooh.
It is the number one site for leprechauns to search for new homes this St. Paddy's Day. Visit the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Sunny this morning. We will see a few more clouds rolling in by later this afternoon, but still a nice day with a high right around 50 today. The wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 33. Tomorrow, we'll see a little sun, but overall, mostly cloudy, 51, with rain likely tomorrow night and Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Tarloff made the great point. She said what Jamie Raskin is doing is what the justices asked him to do. They said this is Congress that makes decision. That's what's going to happen. And this argument that Democrats are relying on the courts to win is so bizarre to me, considering what happened in 2020, where Trump went to the courts over and over and over and just lost and lost and lost. So anyway. Yep. All right, Carlos, someone wanted you to hear you say Balzac in the voice of Hermione Gingold in Music Man.
What?
Whoever that is. Balzac!
No, Hermione Gingold. Wow, that's wow.
I don't know.
That person.
He's
is not
our
young.
Voice, toy, not yours. We love you, Carlos.
I don't know who that is. Isn't she in Harry Potter? I don't know.
We love you, Carlos.
All right, see you later.
St. Patrick's Day is Sunday, March 17th. Let's party. It's the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, live at the High Noon Saloon in Madison, featuring Super Tanker, Iron Plow, and Cindy Set My Hair on Fire, and hosted by Mad Radio's morning show, John and Gordy. Advance tickets on sale now at high-noon.com. The Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, St. Patrick's Day Special, presented by Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and Civic Media, Hometown Radio Refreshed.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
What do you think of when I say the blues? Turns out the Madison area is home to a longtime active group of blues music enthusiasts. Formed 30 years ago, the Madison Blues Society offers events and education for everyone. Here's Society President Steve Porter.
Blues Society is a vehicle for people to support local blues. So
you're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app. We'll be right back.